You're listening to New Tinea. Tiny artificial cells put design proteins through a 5-day test. PURE drop expressed redesigned proteins inside thousands of cell-sized droplets and filmed how they assembled over time. The automated platform found 3 altered versions of a bacterial division protein, but the droplets are not living cells, and the first demonstration screened only 24 design variants. Designing a protein on a computer can be faster than discovering what that protein actually does. Researchers at the Max Planck Institute of Biochemistry built an automated system that manufactures each design inside thousands of cell-sized droplets, films the result, and separates useful behavior from proteins that merely exist on paper. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
PURE drop expressed protein designs inside picolator droplets and tracked their assembly through time-lapse microscopy.
Why does it matter?
It gives protein engineers a way to screen spatial behaviors that disappear in bulk measurements.
What is the catch?
The droplets are not alive. The demonstration examined 24 redesigned proteins, and it did not produce a self-dividing synthetic cell. Key number. The first run screened 48 constructs, including 24 computationally redesigned versions of the bacterial division protein FTSC. Why ordinary protein screens miss the interesting part? A plate reader can reveal whether an enzyme produced a chemical or a protein bound to a target. It is less useful when the desired function is a structure that appears, changes shape, and disappears over several hours. PURE drop tackles that problem with droplet microfluidics. The machine combines one DNA design with a cell-free protein production mixture, seals the ingredients in water droplets roughly 20 micrometers wide, and directs each population into a known well of a 96-well plate. The droplets provide confinement at a scale closer to a cell than a test tube. Cameras then record when fluorescent protein structures emerge, how large they become, and whether they persist. The system found 3 proteins with different timing. The team chose FTSC for its first demonstration. Bacteria use FTSC filaments to assemble a ring at the future division site, making the protein a central component in attempts to construct minimal cells. Researchers computationally redesigned 24 FTSC sequences while protecting residues needed for fuel binding and filament assembly. PURE drop identified 3 variants with behavior different from the natural protein. One began bundling earlier and formed denser structures, while another started later and bundled less. A second screen added proteins known to influence FTSC. ZipA produced compact structures attached to droplet interfaces, including a ring-like pattern. This is relevant to New Tinea's earlier coverage of a programmable nanosyringe working across a synthetic cell membrane, another attempt to give artificial compartments controlled biological functions. Before we call these living cells. The droplets contained DNA and molecular machinery for protein expression, but they had no metabolism, growth, or self-repair. The ring-like FTSC structure did not constrict the droplet or divide it into 2 daughter compartments. A run required about 5 hours for 48 wells, overnight imaging, and another 1 to 2 days of image analysis. Scaling to very large protein libraries remains unproved. What happens next? PURE drop could become most useful when computer models generate more designs than researchers can inspect manually. The platform preserves the identity of each sequence while measuring behavior, so a promising droplet can be traced directly to its DNA design. The next test is not simply a larger number of variants. Researchers must show that droplet behavior predicts function in a more complete synthetic or a living cell, and that the screen can help a protein design system learn why one sequence forms the desired structure, while another does not. Read the full article at newtinea.com.